afternoon, and welcome to A Look at the Arts here on Lakeshore Public Radio. Today, we are going to have an interesting show, to say the least. The Tall Tree Arboretum has a great summer concert series called the Acorn Summer Concert Series. And we're going to have the gentleman who's in charge of that, Derek Braggs, joining us in studio. We're going to play some songs of some of the groups that are coming for this summer season. And we're just going to talk about music in the region. So it's all coming up after your headlines here. Good afternoon and welcome to A Look at the Arts. I'm Tom Lounges, and today we had a little shift in the original schedule. I was going to have a couple of the guys from the band Chicago with us and talk about their induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, but we ran into a little timing snafu on that, so that will be coming shortly. We'll give you a new date on that, but today we're going to talk about the Acorn Concert Series, the Summer Concert Series, right here in Valparaiso at Tall Tree Arboretum, and joining me live in studio is Derek Braggs, and we're going to feature a variety of songs from some of the artists coming up, including Steepwater Band, just back from their European tour. Derek, welcome.
Thank you, Tom.
Now, tell me a little bit about yourself, because you're relatively new to Tall Tree, is that correct?
I started out as a volunteer at Tall Tree, and I recently joined the board probably a little over a year ago. As a volunteer, we started putting together this concert series, and then it just made sense to join the board at that point.
It seems like there's more shows this year. Is the concert series growing? It's been a few years you've had the series.
It is, yes. We're in our third season, and so the first year it was just the one event. Last year we expanded it to three. We had great turnouts, and we had some great events, and so this year we actually have five events scheduled.
Wow. Now tell me about the facility itself as far as where the concerts are held. These are all outdoor shows, and they are rain or shine.
They are rain or shine, and so far it's been sunshiny for every one of them. So
knock on wood.
Tomorrow's going to be the same according to the forecast, but yeah, we've got, if you've never been out to Tall Tree before, it's 330 acres of wetlands, woodlands, manicured gardens. And we have a beautiful railway garden, and just off the railway garden is where our stage is. We've got a nice open lawn out there, and it's just a great place to enjoy some live music.
Now, you can find out more information about Tall Tree. You can see some of the pictures of all the things they've got out there at Tall Tree, and that's 1L, talltree.org. So you may want to get online and check that out as well. There's I love the concert stage photo that's up there. Was this built for that concert series?
It was, yeah. Originally, they used to do concerts over on the other side of the Arboretum in a pavilion. Very scenic, but very tight, and we quickly outgrew that, and that's where the stage came in.
Well, the first show is tomorrow, and we've got two acts, JJ and Dre, which we're going to talk about in just a bit. But I think we should open up with a song. We're going to play some of the songs from some of the different artists through the show today. These guys just got back from like 23 concerts, something like that, in Europe. They played Spain, they played Poland, they played, I think, the Czech Republic. They were all over the place, and they've been veterans of European tours for a while. They're friends of mine from years and years ago, friends of the show. And a very respected band right here from Northwest Indiana. I'm talking about the Steepwater Band. And I think we should open up with a song from them. Their new album made my top 10, if you remember, in January. And this is the title track of that album. It's Shake Your Faith.
Into a battle in a world where there's no faith.
title track of the latest and perhaps greatest of the Steepwater catalog, and that's saying a lot because I fall in love with every one of these albums, and then they come out and they top it. I don't know how they do it. Steepwater band Shake Your Faith, and they're going to shake things up tomorrow at Tall Tree Arboretum in Valparaiso. It's the kickoff of the Acorn Summer Concert Series there. In studio with us, Derek Braggs, who is the guy behind the concerts. We're going to talk a little more about Tall Tree and about the shows coming up, but we are fortunate. We have one of the guys you just heard on that record, Joe Winters, with us. Joe, how are you?
Great. How are you, Tom?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm so glad we were able to reach out to you, and you're finally back in the country. You guys were gone, I don't know if I got it right. It was 28 days, 23 shows. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Yep.
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, you guys go to Europe a lot. A second leg, you're teasing us, is in the works. And of course, the big hometown concert. You're playing Buddy Guys tonight. And then in Indiana, where your roots are, you're playing at Tall Tree to kick off this series. And how do you do it?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to tomorrow night. I've heard such good things about the venue out there at Tall Tree. So my friends have played out there, the Marrakesh Express band from Northwest Indiana there. And they always raged about the venue there. So what a nice way to come home from a really vigorous month in Europe, and excited to see lots of friends out there hopefully tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's a beautiful venue, and it is rain or shine, but the weatherman looks like he's on our side this time. But bring a lot of Gatorade. It's supposed to be hot.
Yeah, definitely stay hydrated. It's going to be hot, but I bet by the nightfall it should be beautiful, a beautiful summer evening. So really excited about it, for sure.
Tell us a little bit about the tour that you guys were just on. That was a very expansive tour, and then you got added at the last minute, as I understand, to go to Spain and play the big festival there with Government Mule.
Yeah, it just worked out. We went to mostly in Eastern Europe on a tour with an agency from Poland called the Delta Agency that, funny enough, the president of the agency had seen us play at the Chicago Blues Festival years ago and had been trying to find a way to promote us and bring us there. And last year we came in on a tour and played one show in Poland for his company, and it went over great. So they brought us to do a whole like 22 date tour in Poland, Czech Republic, Slovakia, and a blues festival in Germany as well. And it was really great. And then on the way home, it just fell that a promoter, a concert in northern Spain really wanted us to play. And that was a great show. It was the Music Legends Festival with Van Morrison and Government Mule. And we were really fortunate to get invited on that. That was this past Saturday, sort of on the way home from Eastern Europe. So it worked out great.
Nice little detour there.
Yeah, right.
Now, I saw pictures on your Facebook page of you with Government Mule. Did you get a chance to meet Van?
We did not. He was in and out. He was great, though. He sounded amazing. His band was awesome, but he was kind of, you know, like off the van, out of the van out of the van to the stage, and played the gig and back in the van, back to the hotel. So we didn't get a chance to say hello, which was unfortunate, but we did get to see his whole set, and it was really good.
Now, how long are you going to be here? Can you release that information you've been teasing about a second leg? Is it official yet?
Yeah, it's all official. There's an announcement coming from the band on Tuesday. We'll be going back to Europe August 9th through, I think, September 16th. But it's still, there's some dates that are loose. We're going to be in Scandinavia for the first time.
Wow.
A lot of Central Europe, Switzerland, Belgium. We're going to be at a big festival in about an hour north of Dublin in Ireland. And then a bunch more dates in Spain, club dates and festivals, and it's really going to be crazy. So we're here all summer until August 9th, and there's some local dates, a lot of Midwest dates, but the best chance to see us really is this weekend, either tonight in Chicago at Buddy Guys Legends or tomorrow night at Tall Tree Arboretum in Valpo.
All right, and for the show at the Tall Tree concert series, are you going to focus on the Shake Your Faith since that's the newest album? Are you doing mostly that album?
Yeah, you know, the set recently, we change it up every night, so we don't really know until the show goes down. But recently it's been really heavily on the Shake Your Faith record, which came out in 2016. We think it's a really strong record, and so we're probably, I'd say 70%, 60% of the show is that. And then we use some old ones. I already got a couple people already writing me through social media asking for us to play an old favorite that everyone loves called Indiana Line. So I'm sure that one will probably show up in the set somewhere. So it should be really fun.
All right. Now, you guys have an opening act on this show. Are you familiar with them, JJ and Dre?
Yeah. Actually, we've known them around Chicago. We played at the Bee Kitchen with them a couple of months ago, in fact. And they've been, the guitar player Jason Paradise has been in a couple different bands and that has played with us over the years, like the last 10 years. So, they've been hitting the clubs and festivals, like the jam band festivals, mm-hmm. and I think they've really been moving as well and doing good. So that should be a really great set as well.
Okay. Derek Braggs is with us from Tall Tree. Are you familiar with the opening act as well?
I am.
You a big fan?
Yeah. In fact, Eric Allen, the guy that plays keyboards in the band, he's from Valparaiso. So that's how I met, and I know Jason Paradise and Andrea Dottoli, the lead singer, beautiful lead singer with a beautiful voice, and you know, they got a rock and soul sound to them. So
sounds like a good pair up with Steepwater.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, have you seen Steepwater before?
I have. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I figured you probably did.
I caught you guys out at the Burnham. What was it? The 420.
Oh, the Burnham Brewing Company thing. Yeah, that was a really really fun set that we did last year for those guys.
Yeah, they can throw a party out there.
Yeah, they certainly can. For sure.
All right. Well, Steepwater goes on about what time? 8 something.
Steepwater will go on about 8:30.
About 8:30, yeah. And then we've got JJ and Dre going on at what time?
JJ and Dre will take the stage at 7 o'clock.
All right. Well, why don't we play something from JJ and Dre? And Joe, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We will see you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, for sure. See you guys then. And thanks a lot for everything, Tom. Look forward to seeing everyone tomorrow night out in Valpo.
All right. If you see Buddy Guy, say hey.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe he'll step on stage with us.
That would be very cool. Take lots of pictures.
Yeah, right. We'll see.
All right. Take care, Joe.
All right, see you guys.
All right, bye-bye. Derek, what are we playing from JJ and Dre?
All right, so this is off of their EP. It's titled Clark. This song's actually written and sung by Jason Paradise, and let's hear it. We'll be right back.
JJ and Dre, they are going to be the opening act with Steepwater Band tomorrow. We just heard Steepwater earlier opening up the show with Shake Your Faith, the title track of their newest album. Joe Winter, the drummer. Joe Winter's back in the States here with the band. They're playing with Buddy Guy tonight, and then they will be here. What a great band to open up the series with. I mean, Steepwater's homecoming.
Absolutely.
Couldn't have timed that better.
Yeah, no, we're excited.
And we were just talking off air, JJ and Dre. The name itself doesn't really represent what I heard.
Yes.
I really like that song.
It was good.
And I would think JJ and Dre. It sounds like a duo, first of all.
Yeah.
And then the Dre thing has that kind of rap.
So the name
suggestion.
Came from Justin, Jason, and Andrea. And so they started out as a trio. They've got five or six members now. Eric Allen, as I mentioned, came from Valpo, joined him on keys, fantastic musician. And come out at 7 o'clock tomorrow. I think you won't be disappointed.
And they're from where again?
They're from Chicago, other okay. than Eric, obviously, came from Valpo.
Okay. And they go on about 7, you said?
7 o'clock 7 tomorrow.
O'clock.
Yep. And that's going to be a strong show.
Yeah.
A lot of good music going on tomorrow.
It is going to be a strong show, and the lunar gods are on our side, too, because we're going to have a full moon tomorrow.
Wow. So. Looking at the forecast, too, Saturday night, mostly clear, 70 degrees. Perfect.
Full
right
moon,
there.
Clear skies. Mm. Couldn't
Come
ask for a better outdoor
show. Check out the Arboretum
show.
Under a full moon. It's, there's no better way to see it.
Now, is there food and beverages and things there? Is there cash bars? Is there any alcohol? Is there no alcohol? What's
Yeah, no, we've got plenty of everything. so we will have a beer truck out there with eight beers on tap.
And craft or?
Craft and domestic. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to have 4 food trucks out there. So we'll have Rolling Stone Baker from Valparaiso.
Good pizza.
We'll have Twisted Citrus. We'll have Valpo Velvet for dessert and Valpo Viennas if you feel like a hot dog on a hot day.
Why not?
There you go.
We've got the Tall Tree Arboretum website is where you can find out more information, directions, and all the other events coming up. And that's tall with a 1L, talltree.org is where you need to go. And you've got the full schedule up there. We may as well run it down for folks that are listening. Following tomorrow night's show with Steepwater and JJ and Dre, we've got Black Lilies and Way Down Wanders. We're going to get to music from them. That's July 8th. Tell us the rest of the stuff coming up. Joe Marcinick, like I said, a friend of the show here that's been on. And is it Chester Brown Band?
Chester Brown will open up for Joe Marcinick. That's August 12th. And looking forward to that one as well.
And then closing out with, is that the last one? Blotto and Planetary Blues. I love Planetary Blues. They're out of the Valpo region, too.
They are.
And that is September 2nd.
That's our Labor Day party.
Yeah.
Can we go back? Are you familiar with any of the artists that are playing with Joe's band? Because I know he always has special guests that are pretty well-known musicians from around.
Right, and so from a booking standpoint, that was an interesting experience because usually we get the artists that are going to play.
Right.
Joe has told us that he really can't give us an idea of who's going to be there until maybe a couple weeks out.
He always gets some unique.
He's so cryptic.
I know.
There was something on his Facebook page recently, though. I don't think it's this show, but he had somebody from String Cheese
Incident. Yeah.
Say instrument. and I think when he played the last time that we had him, Leftover Salmon, I think.
Yeah. He always gets some pretty well-known musicians to play in his band. So that'll be something to look for once that date comes a little closer.
Yeah.
You'll be updating the website when Joe announces his special guest.
Nobody's more eager to find out who it's going to be than me.
And Chester Brown Band, they've been around a while. I think they broke up for a while, and now they're back. But they're a great jam band.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
They've got a good following out here. At least they used to.
They do, yeah. No, they've come out. They were out last year. They opened up for Blotto last year, and we had a party that night.
And that, again, is August 12th. That's Joe Marcinick and Chester Brown Band. Blotto back with Planetary Blues. Speaking of Buddy Guy and all those venues downtown, they play there all the time. September 2nd is that show. And then some serious Chicago blues comes in. What's the date of the last one?
September 16th.
Okay, mine is blocked out there. September 16th. Oh, there it is. Carl Weathersby, a legend. And Corey Dennison Band and the Blues Project. So there's 3 acts on that.
No, actually, so Carl Weathersby, Corey Dennison got his start in Carl's band.
Okay.
And so we had Corey out last year, so we figured to change it up. We're bringing Carl Weathersby up from Austin, Texas. We're going to reunite those guys on stage.
Man, that'll be a show.
And we are going to close out the series with some fireworks.
Cool. What's the Blues Project?
The Blues Project. So Scott Svelbar is a history teacher at Ben Franklin Middle School in Valpo. And he uses blues in his lessons for Black History Month and stuff like that. And so as an extracurricular project, he gets any kids that are interested in playing or singing, he gets them together. And when I first heard about it, it kind of sounded like a novelty thing.
Mm-hmm.
These kids will blow your hair back.
Wow.
Yes.
Cool.
So they'll be opening, followed by Carl. And then Corey's going to guest with him?
No. Corey and Carl are playing together.
Oh, okay. Yes. So Carl's going to sit in with Corey's band.
Exactly.
That's very cool.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's get to another song. We were talking about Black Lilies, and tell me about Black Lilies. I am not familiar with them, and you seem to be a big fan.
So Black Lilies, my partner that I work with on the concert series, he is a big Black Lilies fan. Americana, they span multiple genres of music. They are out of Knoxville, Tennessee, and they are hitting the Americana festivals really hard. And
have they been together a long time?
They have. It's kind of changed. I know that they had a female singer that has changed out to another female singer. The lead singer has been the consistency in that band.
Okay. And they look like they're a six-piece at this point. All right, let's do a little Red Dirt Country meets blues meets jazz. It's called Americana when you wrap it all up.
Please, I'm so hard to please.
Hard to Please. That is the title track from their latest album, their newest album, released in 2015. That's the Black Lilies, and they're out of Knoxville, Tennessee. They're going to be headlining July 8th, the second show of the summer concert series, the Acorn Summer Concert Series at Tall Tree Arboretum in Valparaiso. Dan, you're a musician. What do you think of what we've played so far?
Really cool mix of music. I like the Americana theme that you guys have been putting together. A lot of really solid acts that are not from the region, but also a lot of really solid acts that are from the region. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to hopefully be able to make it out to a couple of these.
I'm kind of surprised that the Americana groove has taken such deep roots. And I say that only because pop music in general, and anything that's pop music is popular, tends to be very trendy, very, it's here, it's gone. Mm-hmm. You know, that was last week.
Yeah.
But since Mumford & Sons and the Vet Brothers and all these guys have come along, actually since Oh Brother came out, we've seen more and more and more of this. And these younger kids are playing mandolins and fiddles.
Right, getting more into that stuff.
You know,
you're really right with when Oh Brother came out. That soundtrack, I think, kind of brought that music to the forefront because it's always been there, but I don't think there was the popularity wasn't quite there until that movie came out. And then, like you said, Mumford & Sons, a big part of bringing that out there.
Mumford & Sons blew the roof off. And now it's mainstream. So
Derek Braggs is with us. He is with Tall Tree Arboretum. He's the man behind the concerts here. And you said that proof is in the pudding, and you went from one to three to now five shows, correct?
Correct.
So, and they're all kind of rootsy bands. I mean, you're not really doing like metal shows or anything.
We're not doing metal. We're not doing any rap or anything like that. But
just good old roots music.
I think
folk and blues.
That's what people in the Midwest want to hear, I think, for the most part.
Sure.
Yeah. Are you finding, what is the age demographic of the kids, I shouldn't say kids, of the people coming out to Tall Tree shows?
Well, it depends. I think tomorrow might be a little bit of a younger crowd. I think on our blues nights, we get a little bit of an older crowd. We brought out John Primer last year, and I think that was, you know, not older crowd, I mean like, you know, 50s and 60s. So
no 90-year-old.
Watch where you're treading.
I know. I know. No offense to anybody.
So now, basically, for this is affordable for families to come.
Absolutely. Ticket prices are $15. The domestic beer is going to be $4. The craft beer is going to be $5. We'll you know, pour them nice and tall for you. We will have wine featured from Cala Vista Winery. It's a friend of the Arboretum that owns a Argentinian winery. And so we are featuring his wines specifically. And
now, is this like Ravinia, where you should bring blankets, lawn chairs, things like that?
Definitely.
It's not seated.
It's not seated, no. So, yes, bring blankets and lawn chairs. Tall Tree used to do it just like Ravinia, where you can bring in coolers and picnics and stuff like that. But we got away from that. And
now you've got food vendors and
we've got food
wineries.
I love that concept of bringing in local food vendors. You were saying it's all just a bunch of local places coming in with their food trucks. You can taste good local food and enjoy good local music. That concept to me is something that
the whole
a lot of places should really...
culture is changing with the music that we were just talking about. Now you've got, like I said, the food trucks, the craft beers, the
the
local
people are in
wineries.
The local.
It's kind of become this neo-hippie bohemian kind of scene. And it's kind of nice to see that flip side of the coin from all the tech, I don't want to say techno, but like the electronic music, you know, which is so impersonal.
No, it's still there. They got that big festival going on at
Let
Soldier
the city
Field
have
this weekend.
Let the city have that. We'll take Tall Tree and we'll get back to nature. Speaking of nature, tell us a little bit about why they should come out early.
So, Tall Tree, 330 acres, beautiful property, 8 miles of trails, some of the manicured gardens that we have out there. I mean, there's plenty to see. So, yeah, you can make a day of it easily. And I would say that, you know, it is an all-ages show. Kids 12 and under can come in for free. I think I mentioned the Railway Garden before, but the Railway Garden... I haven't been to many railway gardens, but I'm going to go public and say that it's probably one of the nicest railway exhibits in the world.
Wow.
I mean, they spared no expense on this. When people see it, they're blown away.
How long has Tall Tree been around?
1998, they became an arboretum. So Rita...
still pretty young.
It is, yeah.
Wow.
But Rita and Damian Gabus moved to Valpo, I believe, in 1997 or somewhere around there. Bought a large piece of property. and got it. He was a retired CEO from a company in Illinois, and gradually just built it up and eventually turned it into the nonprofit that it is today. I think I've got a tremendous amount of respect for these two people, Rita and Damian Gabus. I think what they've given to the Valparaiso community is priceless.
So Damian literally took it to heart when they said, "You're retired now. Go smell the roses."
Right. Sure. Yeah,
okay, we'll plant 300 and some acres of them. But the pictures are beautiful. And again, a tall tree, arboretum is where you want to go. And it's interesting. Great shows coming up. Do you think that we're going to see the festival grow, or the series grow a little more next year? I mean,
absolutely.
Is that the goal here?
Yes. I don't know if you've ever been up to Meyer Gardens in Grand Rapids.
No, I have not.
So Joseph Meyer, the guy that opened the Meyer stores, mm-hmm. He got his buddies together, and they've got a much bigger budget than what we've got at Tall Tree, but it's a very, very interesting arboretum, and they do a concert series up there. And I mean, you see Greg Allman, he was playing mm-hmm. there last year. Neil Young comes out and plays that one. They probably do 20 shows a season, and that's where my sights are set.
Sure. Okay. That's doable.
I mean, is that the end goal there, to be able to get some of these? I'd like to see like Amy Mann or somebody there.
Okay.
I mean, that would be amazing. She's back. You know, she's doing a new album. It's a little depressing, but
I haven't heard any of it. So. Well,
Global Cafe had her on after my Midwest Beach show one night, and I was listening. I was like, wow, I really love Amy Mann. I didn't know she was back, and she would be great to see at Tall Tree. There's so many wonderful artists. Let's play one that is actually coming down. We just played Black Lilies, and they're there on July 8th, opening the show for them. And again, when I say opening, that doesn't demean the band in any way, because obviously these opening acts are stellar quality. We just heard that with the last group, JJ and Dre, and this group sounds as promising. They're called the Way Down Wanderers. Do you have anything to add before we play it?
Yeah, July 8th, I would get out there at 6:30. The show starts at 7, and listen to these guys set. I think you're going to be hearing a lot more from them in years to come.
This is the Way Down Wanderers.
Wildfire won't keep me back from you. I won't complain. I've been down to the south and back to Illinois. It's alright, I'll get by with some time. I'm sorry that I got so damn confused, but I still remember when I wouldn't even look at you. Wildfire won't keep me back from you. I know now it's true. I heard if I left behind this place I know, to find a better place in here, to there I'd go. A new land, a better man. So sorry that I got so damn confused, but I still remember when I wouldn't even look at you. Wildfire won't keep me back from you. I know now it's true. This other place ain't got the way of what has been. No country mile gonna change the time we spent. It's alright, I'll get by with some time. I got so damn confused, but I still remember when I wouldn't even look at you. Wildfire, 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 wildfire. It won't keep me back from you.
Good stuff there. That is a band you'll be seeing if you arrive early at Tall Tree Arboretum on July 8th. And that's the Way Down Wanderers. They'll be opening up for the Black Lilies. And judging from the two songs we just played, they really match well.
Yes, absolutely.
Female vocals in there, fiddle, mandolin, the whole bit.
Well, yeah, there's no female vocalist in the Way Down Wanderers.
That was a guy?
There's two male vocalists in the Way Down Wanderers.
Wow, yes. I would have swore that was a female voice.
There are two singers in that band, and they both, you're right, they're very unique, very interesting voices, but it works.
Wow, okay, I stand corrected.
He has a beautiful voice.
And I apologize to the singer.
He has a beautiful voice, like an angel.
Wow, wow. Now, Dan, you've played with a bunch of different bands, a lot of jam and jazz bands over the years. Have you played with any of these groups so far?
No, well, the only one is Joe Marcinek band and Fresh Hops, his two projects that he mainly works with. But yeah, I've heard of a lot of the bands that are coming to the series, and they're all great. A lot of great music coming on.
That's one thing that we're trying to do is get a nice mix of, you know, let the local talent, you know, come out, open up, and bring in some national touring acts to headline.
What I like about this series, and not all series do this, but you're setting not so much you're coming for the bands as you're coming for the experience. You're coming for the venue, so that you're going to train people, for lack of a better word, to know that if they come to Tall Tree for any of the concert series, they're going to see a good show. They may not know who they are, but they know if they're playing Tall Tree, they're playing the summer, it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. And that's how we built Point East back in the 70s. You knew, even if you didn't know who the bands were, you knew that to play that venue, you had to be of a certain level.
Sure.
So, and I think that's what you're establishing here with the growth and taking it slow as you are. Mm-hmm. You know, three shows, five shows this year, maybe 10 next year.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's what I'm hoping for. I hope that, you know, people realize that they're not coming out for a sing-along, but you're going to hear some great music that you might not have heard before.
Yeah, and there's something to say about being able to experience a venue. A nice, good, like Red Rocks in Colorado. That's a place where you go, you're experiencing some great music, but you're also experiencing
that's
nature.
Like Ravinia here, too.
Sure.
People say, oh, yeah. Ravinia. Well, who's playing?
Right.
You know, we're going, who's playing?
Doesn't matter. You just show up and you can have a picnic and it's going
to
be good.
And you don't even have to be next to the stage. You know, like at Ravinia, you may not even see the band if you want.
Sure.
You can go sit and still hear it because it cascades over. That said, what is the audio like at Tall Tree? Is it similar to some of those great outdoor theaters as far as the ambience and the
The sound is great. We do. We hire a professional sound guy to come in. He sets everything up. The sound that we're getting out there is, I think that's the one thing that surprises people. They think they're coming out to see a band that's bringing their, you know, tripod speakers and stuff like that. And they come out and it's legit.
It's consistent from show to show.
Yes.
Same sound company, same guys making it all work.
Yes.
That's the secret to doing a good series, and you guys seem to definitely be on board. You mentioned a partner in booking this, so let's give him a shout-out. Who's involved with you?
So Jim Skinner, longtime board member with Tall Tree Arboretum. This guy bleeds Tall Tree. He's one of our biggest supporter. Anytime we get into a jam, he's willing to open up his wallet. And
I like guys like that.
He's fantastic, but he's also...
Want to buy a radio show?
Yeah. He's an avid music fan. He loves live music, and we met at a when I was volunteering, he actually made a call out to the volunteers because he wanted to do a festival, and I came to that meeting, and we started talking, and we hit it off right away, and I talked to him three or four times a week now.
Now, Derek, are you from Northwest Indiana originally?
I am, yeah. I was born in Hobart, moved to Chesterton, and I live in Valpo now.
Okay. Valpo seems to be such a wonderful town, very arts-friendly. I mean, we've got, you know, Front Porch Music and Chad Clifford. We've got the new stage they built down there. The mayor plays guitar. I mean, the Memorial Opera House, Chicago Street Theater. It's a very art-centric hub mm-hmm. of Northwest Indiana.
Yeah.
And I think that is just great.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, Tall Tree's a little bit off the path from the square area there, but it's continuing on with that as well. I mean, the whole area is just rich with culture.
I agree. Yeah, don't tell me this town don't got no heart.
Yeah.
So, what they're doing downtown, I think we're a good complement to that. You can mm-hmm. go and have the downtown feel and the restaurants and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Or you can come out and have the 330 acres of nothing around you. So
right, right. We're seeing more towns do that. I mean, Crown Point has adopted that kind of mindset. Sure. They're not quite there with Valpo yet. Griffith is doing it, too. Mm-hmm. Griffith's getting very artesian in many ways.
So it attracts the people.
And the beer, you know, like you said, yeah. the craft beer. Valpo's got a lot of them. Griffith's got two or three.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just growing leaps and bounds.
Crown Point has Crown Brewing. That's our guys with Chef Nick who come in all the time.
Right, which is coming up at 3 o'clock today.
Yeah, that's right.
So, again, if you've never been to Tall Tree Arboretum, please check them out online. Talltree.net.
Talltree.org.
Yes. And again, tall is 1L, TALTREE. .org.
If that gets confusing, you can always search it under the regular spelling and it will take you there.
Okay. All right. And joining us today again, Derek Braggs. He's the guy producing these shows over there. Let's do another song. We've got about 8 minutes left. Let's pick something from... How about we did a couple from the opening. We did a couple from the mid-second show. Let's do something from the closer, which is Carl Weathersby. What a great legend he is.
Yeah, he really is.
And that's going to be September 16th. Hopefully we don't have any rain for that one either. Yeah. I hate fall.
It doesn't rain at Tall Tree Arboretum.
Okay.
So if it's raining, it's kind of like Camelot,
house, huh?
Come on over. Yes, absolutely.
They do all these little dances in the morning, and then the rain goes away.
Got to do those.
Carl Weathersby will be playing with Corey Dennison Band as a special guest with them. And then Blues Project, we were talking about, from Ben Franklin Middle School, opening the show. What song did you bring from Carl?
So I don't have anything from Carl, but I do have one off of Corey's latest album.
Okay.
And if you haven't seen the Corey Dennison Band, Corey and Jerry, they are tearing up the blues charts right now, and they're winning awards and they're traveling all over the world. I've got Tugboat Blues off of their latest album.
All right, Tugboat Blues. This is the Corey Dennison Band. Catch them live at Tall Tree Arboretum for the Acorn Series September 16th.
lonely out there in the ocean, Isaac.
Good stuff there. Again, Tall Tree Arboretum, talltree.org is where you want to go online to check out some of the great stuff we've got here. That, of course, Corey Dennison Band, they'll be closing the series. We had Steepwater we heard in there, J.J. and Dre, we've heard from Black Lilies, The Way Down Wanders, and, of course, we couldn't get to all of them, but other bands playing in the series, Mr. Blotto, Planetary Blues Band, Joe Marsnick Band, Chester, and... we're going to leave you with Mama Got to Ramble, which is Steepwater, who will be opening up tomorrow night. My guest today, Derek Braggs. Derek, let's give those websites one more time. And
yeah, if you're looking for tickets or information on the events, go to www.talltree.org.
All right. And the showtime is 7 o'clock tomorrow. J.J. and Dre, Steepwater, take the stage around 8:30.
That's correct, yes.
Plenty of food, plenty of beverages of all sorts, and a great atmosphere, and the best part, no rain. Good sound, no rain, and a full moon. We're out of here. Thank you very much.